Torah tells us that Noach was an Ish Tzadik, Tam Haya B'Derosa. Noach's one of the few individuals in Chumash referred to as a Tzadik. Rashi famously quotes a debate from Chazal whether Noach's status as a Tzadik, the fact that the Torah tells us it was a Tzadik, B'Derosa, is that said L'Shvach or is that said L'Gnai? Is it that Noach certainly would have been a big Tzadik in other generations? And the Chiddush was that even in this generation, the Dor HaMabul, the door of the generation where so many people were violating Averas, even there Noach was a Tzadik, and it's a way of praising the unique form of Tzidkus that Noach had, or Yesh Darshan Lignai, there are those who view it as somewhat of a critique of Noach. Noach was a Tzadik specifically in his generation, because in his generation people weren't so great, and therefore even a person like Noach was able to distinguish himself, was able to establish himself as someone who was special. But had he been in the generation of Avram, so there Rashi quotes some days in Chazal, that if he had been in Avram's generation, Noach would not necessarily have been so unique. One of the things which is clear from Rashi's Perush, from this quotation from Chazal, is that when we start talking about the definition of a tzaddik, it's not an all or none game. It's not that there's one category or one level of a tzaddik, but there are different madrigas of a tzaddik. And the only question in Chazal is, where does Noach fit in with that general definition, the general question of his status of a tzaddik? Is he greater than other tzaddikim, his generation, even in his generation? Or is Noach considered to be not as great as some other tzaddikim? Had he been an Avram generation, he wouldn't have been anywhere near where he was. Chazal and other contexts also are explicit about the fact that there are different levels of tzaddikim. The Gemara in the first parak of Maseches Brachos distinguishes in a very well-known Gemara, questioning why is that we have something called a tzaddik viralo and a tzaddik v'tovlo and a rasha viralo and a rasha v'tovlo, why good things happen to bad people and sometimes bad things happen to good people. So there the Gemara distinguishes also between different kinds of tzaddikim, at least in one day in the Gemara, between what's referred to as a tzaddik gamar and a tzaddik she'eno gamar, a complete tzaddik and a tzaddik that's not so great. This same general distinction between kinds of tzaddikim we find again also in the beginning of Parshas Noach. The Kedushas Levi Yitzchak in his discussion of Noach points out from the Arizal, I believe, and from some others that there are different kinds of tzaddikim. There are tzaddikim that are very much involved in their own avodah, and there are also tzaddikim that are very much involved in the avodah of others around them and are trying to uplift the world around them. That's why Kedushas Levi quotes that there were some who were critical of Noach, because Noach was someone who was very much involved and very much in his own personal ambition and did become a tzaddik. But Noach's not someone, as opposed to Avram, Noach's not someone who we see as being as involved in the world around him in trying to uplift those souls that were present also in the Dor HaMabul. All of this discussion, that there are people who are tzaddikim, that there are different levels of tzaddikim and different kinds of tzaddikim, raises an important question for many of the Baalei Machshava, and that's a question about how you define who is considered to be a tzaddik. And what we're going to try to do very briefly is just to highlight four different mahalchim. The purpose of some of these shiurim is just to give certain almost introductory comments, some just basic thoughts about different topics in Machshava as relating to the Parsha, not at all a thorough or comprehensive discussion, but to try to highlight four different views as far as what makes someone into a tzaddik. These views are certainly not mutually exclusive. As we saw before, there are different levels of tzaddik. I mean, different ways of defining who is a tzaddik, and there are also tzaddik can be used in different contexts. And these are just four ideas that are out there as far as what helps a person qualify as a tzaddik. The first mahalach is the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, in the third parak of Hilchos Tshuva, based on the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells in Rosh Hashanah that there are books Ribono Shel'olam opens on Rosh Hashanah. There's Sifrin Tzal Tzadikim, Sifrin Shel Rishayim, and also the Gemara is very clear that there are people called Beinonim, Tzadik, Rasha, and Beinoni. Who are those people? So the Rambam is explicit in Hilchos Tshuva, and this is based on the Gemara's also in Maseches Kiddushin. The Rambam is explicit that tzaddik, the person whose din is nechtam, whose din is sealed on Rosh Hashanah, is a person who performed more mitzvos than averos. A rasha is a person who performed more averos than mitzvos. And a beinoni, says the Rambam, is someone with an equal amount of mitzvos and averos. If that's a definition, and certainly it works, the Rambam is teaching us, definition of a tzaddik, as opposed to a rasha, it's all a question of calculating as a whole your mitzvos and averos and where you fall out. If I work with that definition, so two very interesting things emerge. Number one is that my definition, who qualifies as a tzaddik, so as long as you perform more mitzvos than averos, you're going to be called a tzaddik, according to the Rambam there in Hilchos Tshuva. The second point is what, if you read the Rambam Kipshuto, what seems to emerge is that, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Aseres Mitzvah are only really there for the Beinonim. And the Rambam tells us that a person should view themselves as a Beinonim. But what's interesting is, according to this Rambam, if you read it in its simple interpretation, the first definition of a tzaddik, so at least the way tzaddik is defined as far as the din of Rosh Hashanah, it looks like this, the Aseres Mitzvah are really only for a very small, specific subset of the community. It's specifically those people who are considered to be somewhere in between. They are the same amount of mitzvos and averos. But if that's what the Rambam says, if you're in that category, so then I'm considered to be a Beinoni. A second definition suggested by Rav Huttner, if you look in the Meiri in the Sefer and Tshuva, you find a similar idea. Rav Huttner writes in Pachad Yitzchak that with the Rambam here, a second definition of tzaddik is not just referring to a question of net, did I perform more mitzvot, did I perform more averos? If that's true, the whole Aseres Mitzvah, it's not so clear why it's so relevant for all people. So few are probably at the exact same amount of mitzvot and averos. For that reason, Rav Huttner suggests in Pachad Yitzchak that the definition of tzaddik, Beinoni, and Rasha for the Rambam really has a lot more to do with commitment and where exactly I'm at. Tzaddik is a person who's kol kulo committed to Torah, mitzvot, and performing acts of righteousness. A Rasha is a person that has none of that commitment whatsoever. It's a person who has determined and established for themselves that they are people who are not at all going to be ambitious at all in their avodas Hashem. And the Beinoni, and this is why Rav Huttner argues that Aseres Mitzvah are so relevant to so many people, the Beinoni is someone who is stuck somewhere in between. The Beinoni is someone who is able to, who sometimes has those moments where they feel a great sense of commitment, and sometimes they don't have that same sense of commitment. Sometimes there are people who are wavering a little bit in their quest to find a real place of Kedusha. What we've seen so far are two different definitions. While there are different levels of tzaddik, so the Rambam and Rav Huttner offer us two different. One is a question of net mitzvos and averos, more mitzvos, more averos, or am I somewhere in between? And the second idea of Rav Huttner is a question of commitment. The third approach to how I define a tzaddik is in this beginning of the Sefer Tanya. The Alter Rebbe there points out as follows. The Gemara Maseches Brachos tells us that Rabba said that he's in the category of a Beinoni. Abaye says, how could that be? If you're a Beinoni, what are you leaving for the rest of us? What options do we have? But Rabba says he's a Beinoni. That's true, says the Alter Rebbe, despite the fact that the Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us that Rabba was never even Mevatel Torah. Rabba was someone who was always engaged in Talmud Torah. Akadei Kach, that the Malach HaMaves had a hard time even finding a moment when Rabbah was not going to be engaged in serious Talmud Torah. How could it be that Rabbah is considered to be a Beinoni? The Alter Rebbe therefore suggests a new Haggadah, a new definition of who's considered to be a Tzaddik and who's a Beinoni and who's a Rasha. And in doing so, he points out that the Rambam's definition we quoted earlier, he writes, is not the real essence of who's considered to be a Tzaddik and who's considered to be a Rasha. Says the Balatanya, the real definition, what the Rambam is doing is it's Lashon Musha. What the Rambam is doing is he's borrowing the word Tzaddik and Rasha. He's talking in the context there of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is a question of Schar V'Onesh, reward and punishment, and who's Nechtam L'chaim, who's Nechtam L'misa. But it's not, the Rambam is not offering, says the Balatanya, a real definition for who's considered to be a Tzaddik. Rather, suggests the Alter Rebbe a different idea. And it's one that very much raises the bar for tzaddik. According to the Rambam, as long as I have more mitzvahs, I'm good. And according to Rav Huttner, as long as I have a very strong commitment, challenging as that may be, I'm mugdar, I'm defined as a tzaddik. According to the Alter Rebbe, no. The Gemara tells us that even if a person violates certain Isuri Darabanan, they're considered to be a Rasha. So who's the Beinoni and who's the tzaddik? The Beinoni, Rabbah thought, even though he wasn't violating Bittul Torah at all, he's still a Beinoni. Meaning a Beinoni is someone who's learning Torah all the time, who's at a very high madrega. The difference between tzaddik and Beinoni, suggests the Alter Rebbe, is a difference that many, that you can't even see. Both of them are entirely pious, and both of them are always being mekayim mitzvos. The difference is that a tzaddik is someone who either has no yetzer hara anymore, or has a yetzer hara, but it doesn't even really have a voice. It's not even really relevant. When we are there and talking about his precise status, he's not even someone, the Tzahara is not really playing that much of a role in decision-making. So it's tzaddik, tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik v'ralo, different ways of defining it. But a tzaddik as a whole for the Alter Rebbe is someone who's not just almost perfect in his deeds, but it's someone who doesn't really struggle with the Tzahara either because it isn't there or because it's there in a way where there isn't that much of a voice for the Tzahara. The Beinoni suggests the Baal Tanya, is someone who also is almost perfect in their actions. The only difference is that they still struggle with the Yetzer Hara. They have Yetzer Hara that tries to convince them and challenges them to, and it's trying to encourage them to violate Averos. The Beinoni is successful, but the Beinoni also has that struggle along the way in a way that Tzaddik really doesn't. That's why the Baal Tanya argues that Rabba could say he's a Beinoni, because to be a Tzaddik requires a very special and unique kind of soul, requires a very special and unique kind of individual, and specifically that kind of individual is able to be in that category. But for the vast majority of us, certainly it is very, very challenging to be considered, to be characterized as such. If that's true, so the definition of a tzaddik is one who is at a very, very high madrega, and we start relating to someone like Noach, who's an ish tzaddik, we're dealing with a very specific, very unique kind of a person who really was sholeit, who really controlled his actions. There is a fourth definition of tzaddik. Again, these are not mutually exclusive, but there is a fourth definition of tzaddik, one that I think is also very, very important and emerged specifically from the parsha. There is a Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma tells it, and it almost highlights a different idea than the Kedushas Levi, that really the Medrash points out that there are two Jews referred to as tzaddikim in Chumash. One is Yosef and one is Noach. Where is the overlap between Yosef and Noach? So both of them are people that sustained and fed the world. Noach in the Teva took care of all of the animals that were there, all those that were around and alive. Noach was there supporting them. He fed the world. Yosef, when he's sitting there in Mitzrayim, Yosef is someone, there's a famine, a terrible famine, and Yosef's the one in charge. Yosef's the one that's supporting and providing for all others. Yosef's someone who's able to take care of others. And there's something very, very beautiful and very powerful about that. The definition of tzaddik, one that's not only referring to the personal piety of more mitzvos or more averas, one that's not only referring to my own commitment and where I'm at, in the words of Rav Huttner, one that's not only a question of am I perfect, but one that specifically in the context of Noach and Yosef, and when the Torah chooses to use the term, to use the word tzaddik, we're referring to someone who's very, very dedicated, who's chosen to give over to others. Rabbi Leibowitz from Shalvim pointed out that you also find in Chazal that both Noach and Yosef, when the world was struggling, in Bisman the Mabul, Rash tells us in this week's Parsha, and Yosef as well, were people that refrained from Tashmish Hamita when others were challenged. There's a certain kind of empathy that these tzaddikim had. Again, while there are those who critique Noach in a certain sense for his lack of, or what is perceived to be for some, his lack of involvement and lack of encouragement in those around him, here you get a bit of a different idea. When you look at Noach, Noach's a person that in the Teva was taking care of everything. And Noach's a person that refrained from Tashmish Hamita when he was there, because if there are people who are struggling, so Noach, someone that Hashem said and told him, there's no Tashmish Hamita here. You can't engage in certain kind of pleasurable acts. It's something which is perceived to be, in many ways, inappropriate. The beginning of Parshas Noach presents an opportunity to discuss, how do we define tzaddik? The Torah tells us Noach's tzaddik, and there's ambiguity as far as Noach's precise level. Tzaddik, tamim hayat bidorosav, in his generation, greater or worse? Yesh adarshan l'shvach, and yesh adarshan l'gnai. Tzaddik gamar, tzaddik she'eno gamar, tzaddik involved in the generation, tzaddik less involved in the generation. It all raises the question, what exactly does it take to become a tzaddik? And we tried to highlight very briefly four different ideas that get mentioned when people speak about the definition of a tzaddik: those who perform more mitzvos, those who have a certain sense of commitment, those who are perfect and don't even struggle anymore with the Yetzer Hara, and those who are compassionate and feed the world, those who take care of others and are able to experience their pain. Thank you very much.